It is so good to be back. It feels so good to be back. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Say It. My name is Favour Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. I know most of you are like, this girl, did you forget that you actually have a podcast? I did not forget, you guys. I honestly did not. But as usual, life happened. So today I'm going to be giving you guys a live update. At the same time, I'm going to be ranting about something very, very important to me. But you will not know about it except you stay tuned. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, you shall be hearing more about this topic. I'm really excited to talk about it. You know, I need to feel good about myself. So please help me, indulge me for a few little seconds. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Just Say It. My name is Favour Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here as usual. So guys, I don't know if you could tell that was forced laughter, but it's okay. I forgive you. It's fine. Today I'm going to be talking about something quite different. I know that some people are like, where have you been, Favour? We've not actually seen episodes from you. Again, I apologize. I honestly apologize, but I feel you guys should get used to me apologizing by now. But it's not because it's intentional or because I want to. It's because, again, life has been happening to me. But the most important thing is I am back. I'm here for you the same way you're here for me. So let's just get it cracking. So today I'm going to be ranting about something quite different. And full disclaimer, this is in no way trying to make people feel bad about themselves or try to make people, you know, see themselves as different or, you know, I'm not trying to put anybody down by this particular episode. That's a full disclaimer. I'm just trying to shed light on the fact that as I am, me, myself and I am a speck, okay? I am a speck. That's the whole point of this freaking episode. So I was having a conversation with my friend quite a while ago, and we're talking about, you know, relationships, and we are single girls, you know, just, you know, girl talk, random stuff. And then there was this talk that came up where we were like, we were literally counting our blessings one after the other, right? And then it's just like we had that realization where it's like, girl, I'm a speckle. I'm a speckle. You know, I am single, I have no kids, I went to school, I can confidently, you know, express myself. I am not a dullard, I'm not dumb, you know, I am smart, I'm intelligent, I am beautiful, you know, I am, like, if you're even talking about physical features, I am a melanin popping baby, you know, I have a very good head on my shoulder, I am respectful, I don't spend anyhow, you know, I am frugal when I need to be. At the same time, you know, I know how to take care of myself, you know, I take care of myself, I don't have no goddamn body odor, I don't have unnecessary stress, you know, like, I know I'm struggling, but it's a good kind of struggle, you know? I am not irresponsible, you know? I am intelligent, I am respectful. What are the other features that I am valuable, because you know that whoever comes into my life right now is only value that I'm going to be adding to their life, you know? It's like, I am what? I am graceful, I have God in me. You know, I am a work in progress, but still, I am just a bam bam chick. You know, I am a bam bam girl. I am a good girl. You know, I'm not a bad girl. I mean, I could be a bad girl, and I want to be. Focus. I am a good girl. You know, you guys get the whole gist. You get the whole point. And in a way, I was like, you know what? Let me actually bring this out to the table, to the delegation, so people could always, you know, think of themselves in that way. You know, you could have made maybe mistakes, or what you or the rest of the world might consider mistakes, but still, you know yourself. You know what value you bring to the world, you know? Like, don't beat yourself up just because maybe there's one thing that the world has told you is inadequate, or there's one thing that is out of place, you know? And you don't have to settle for anything that is working just because. So, there is nothing available at the moment. Do you understand? Because sometimes when you have conversations with people and they make it look as if, oh,
okay, for example, you are single, right? So anybody that's coming your way, you should just accept the person like that. You are not supposed to have a spec just because you are single. But then you look at your life and you be like, but there's nothing wrong with me. Do you understand? There is nothing wrong with me, you know? The fact that people are not really around, or you are not really seeing what you want, because it's not as if people are not around. It's just that you are not seeing what you want, or you are not seeing what you think is good for you. Do you understand? And I feel you have a right to think that way too. Maybe not in extreme cases, but you know, you guys understand what I'm saying. We are talking about moderation now. We are talking about being logical. Do you understand? But all in all, it's like, you know that your life is popping. You are educated. You are on the verge of getting yourself settled. Do you understand? You are young. You have full of life. But then somebody will be expecting you to go and be settling down for somebody that has lived their life. Do you understand? Just because you are single. What is that? Hey, baby girl, what is that? You know? But the fact that you are on the verge of this thing called adulting, but then they're trying to make you feel bad about yourself just because you are not where they want you to be yet. It doesn't make any sense to me, you know? And you should not put that unnecessary pressure on yourself. You should look at yourself in the mirror and be like, baby girl, in this case, baby girl, you are good. Yes, the struggle. Yeah, struggle for this life, no, they finish. Problems for this life, no, they finish. But guess what, baby girl? You are a what? You are a speck. That should be your mood for the rest of 2020. Because 2020 as it is stressful. It is stressful. But you don't want to put extra stress on yourself. You know? Like all these problems here and there. All this unnecessary say, yes, they are going to be there. Even if you take care of those ones, there will be other ones in the future. Even if you think you have arrived in some way, shape or form, there will be other problems in the future. But at the same time, you should not look down on your entity as a person. You should not make yourself look small, or you should not make yourself settle for anything that is sharp breathing just because he is single. No. No, it does not work like that. Especially when you've tried your best to be what? Morally upright. I can actually say that. In fact, yes, I am saying that. Some people will be listening to this and be like, "Favor, is it fight?" It is fight. Because sometimes when you hear some people say some things, you act as if it does not enter you. But when you're alone with your thoughts at night, sometimes it's like, is it that me, Kuma, I'm having issues, or there's something? No, there is nothing wrong with you, baby girl. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are what? A speck. You don't have... Okay, another example is when you, as a young girl, right? You know, you went to school. It's not as if you are... I mean, and I'm not saying education. You guys, please don't try to make this like super... super technical than it is. I know everybody's getting the gist of what I'm talking about, but like, it's like, and I know that, you know, school is not for everybody. I understand that fact. Do you understand? But let's just say that some people are not towing the right, the route of responsibility. They are not responsible. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. They are not responsible. So you now, that all of us know that college is hard. All of us know that even going to a community college is hard, or getting some sort of certification is hard, right? But you still went through that process. Degree, ginaka. You have your degree in your hand, for those people that don't understand it. You've gone through the stress of trying your best to make a name for yourself, trying your best to, you know, you're struggling every day to be a better person. And then, just because, you know, you are not even throwing into the line of, you know, you're not, I'm taking relationships for example, because that is what sometimes some people talk carelessly about. They just say anything that is in their mind. You know, they don't even know what people are going through. They don't even know if people even want the relationship to even begin with. But let's just say that, you know, you're at a point in your life where you're like, you know what, okay, maybe I could be entertaining people. I think I'm mentally ready, do you understand, to start, you know, entertaining, you know, talks like that. But then they look at you and they're like, so you went to school, look at this young man now. He does not have a job. He has 3 children, you know, he's moving from one place to another. He doesn't have any direction with his life. Or even if he has direction with his life, right? You know, just settle with him. You don't judge him. Don't judge him. Nobody is perfect. Yeah? And in your head, you're like, so what happened to the responsible ones, the responsible guys that went to school, you know, that had bachelor's or even master's degree, that people are finding, right? They are responsible people. They are respectful to their families, right? They have a good heart. They are good people. They work hard every day. They are not abusive. They don't have any kind of discrimination in their head. Do you understand? What happened to the good men out there? They are godly. What happened to those ones? Okay, also, I'm not good enough for those ones. I'm not good enough for those ones. I'm good enough for the ones that have had 5 children in their house. I'm good enough for the divorcees. I'm good enough for those ones that have left their wives. Or those ones, you know, like, what kind of nonsense is like, why are you trying to force me to settle for something that I don't want? Especially when I'm at a formative point in my life where I'm trying to grow myself. You know, I'm a young girl in my 20s, right? I went to school, right? I'm educated. I'm not just book smart. I'm also street smart, right? I can hold a normal conversation with a normal human being. I don't have no bags and baggages. I am single. I am struggling, but struggling in a good way. I'm working every day to improve my life. What happened to me finding somebody like myself or finding someone that is better than me? Or at least in the same line, what happened to finding the responsible people? Why do I have to settle for the complete opposite? Not that there's anything wrong with those people, though, but I'm just saying, why are you forcing me through this discourse to settle for those people and trying to force me to see things like, oh, you don't have to discriminate, you don't have to. Why is that okay? That is the whole point of this conversation. Especially when I am a spec. I don't have no form of disability. Do you understand? And this is no disrespect to people that, you know, are struggling with one disability or the other. But I hope people that are listening actually understand what I'm talking about. Like, there is absolutely nothing wrong with me. But you are trying to force me into another way of life just because you think it is the right thing to do. But it's not. That is my own opinion. Right? That is my own opinion. And there are many people that actually live with that mentality every single day. They live with that pressure. I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong with you, baby girl. There's nothing wrong with you. The fact that it's not happening does not mean, it means that your name is not on that thing. It's not for you. Do you understand? The fact that it's not working out means it's not for you. And you don't have to succumb to it. You don't have to be pressured into agreeing something that will never work for you. Do you understand? It's not about you looking. You're not looking down on no human being. Don't allow them to guilt trip you. Because you know yourself. If you start counting all your qualities, like I said before, you are a spec. You are a spec. You are a good person. You have a good heart. You know, you have God in you. You went to school. I keep saying you went to school because I know how important it is. Some people will be telling you, you have bachelor's degree. You have master's degree. Are you the first to have it? My sister, you are the first in this case. You, Jesus Christ, you are the first in this case. It does not matter. It's not many people that have it. It's not many people that started with you that finished. It's not even how many people that even finished that are using it. It's not many people that even finished using it that even decided to further. So guess what? You took that courage. You took that plunge. And you should be proud of your achievements. Whether the enemy likes it or not. Don't allow anybody to stress you. I'm talking from the heart because I honestly am sick and tired of the discourse. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having people pressure people around me just to do things just because. It does not make sense. If it does not play into my life at that moment, why should I force it? You know, and this is different if you have some sort of connection with the person in question, or, you know, you see what they come with and, you know, in your heart of hearts, you are happy with them. That's completely up to you. Do you understand? But let's just say that you are in an opposite situation where people are trying to pressure you just because it's life. It's okay. You are picky. Your standards are too high. That is a lie. It's a lie. Because I did not dabaru my life. I did not kill anybody, so nobody will kill me. And I'm personalizing it, not because it's, you know, necessarily my story, but because, you know, everything I hear sometimes just irritates me and I'm like, no, I have to say something. So this is going to be a bunch of ranting season, and I'm going to say things as it is because it's annoying me. Don't pressure anybody. It is not your body. It is not your life, okay? This is a very beautiful day and I'm trying to enjoy my life as it comes, because guess what? 2020, if it has taught me anything in this life, is the fact that, you know, we just take life as it is. Do you understand? And at the same time, you just try to improve yourself every single day. The plan is not to make this thing extremely long. No, my podcast is not going to be long. No, at all. But it's going to reset your brain to thinking that things are not really what they seem. And you should not let anybody pressure you into accepting things that will not work for you. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this particular episode. It really feels good to be back. It feels good to just record and have you guys, you know, pour in all your comments. I cannot wait to hear all that you people have to say about this particular episode. Please let me know, is it just me that feels this way, or are we plenty in this group? Because baby girls, like, a lot of things that I hear some people say just makes my mind just, you know, go gaga. Do you understand? So let me know how you think. And I hope you guys have a beautiful week ahead. And until I see you next time on my next episode, please do not forget to always, always let love lead. And I'll see you guys in my next episode. Mwah! Bye!